It is 844, 97.9 The Hill. It is Thursday morning. You know, that means it's time for This is Tourism that Lori Policelli was talking about just a moment ago. It's a weekly presentation of the local impact of tourism in our community presented by the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. My guest today, we have gone to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen. It's Scott Maitland. How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing fantastic, Ron. How are you?
Good to see you, man. He's a military veteran, a serial entrepreneur, an adjunct professor of entrepreneurship at UNC Chapel Hill. He is the proprietor at Top of the Hill Distillery, the only exclusively organic and all local in the South. Now, earlier this year, the North Carolina Restaurant and Lodging Association awarded Scott the Top Hospitality Award for service in recognition of his leadership qualities that epitomize North Carolina's hospitality industry, among many other things. For example, his leadership to free the mimosa last year, resulting in the passing of the brunch bill. Free the mimosa. What's that all about, buddy?
Well, you know, we up until last year, we were not allowed to have sales of alcohol in North Carolina before noon. And that, ironically, really impacted not only tourism, but it also impacted economic migration, because a lot of the talent that folks were trying to hire from California would show up and take a tour here in North Carolina, say they liked the job, say they liked everything, but on Sunday, when they were making their decision with their spouse, they found out they couldn't have brunch, and they'd say, this place is crazy. We're going back to California.
That was kind of a detriment, wasn't it?
Exactly. So we're at least, you know, it's the 70s have called, and we've gotten the 70s brunch at least.
Well, I want to talk to you about the distillery, but first of all, tell me about, everybody knows about Top of the Hill Restaurant.
Yep.
Great food, and you've been doing it for how many years?
It's going to be 22 here now.
That's hard to believe.
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Now, adjacent to the Top of the Hill Restaurant is the Great Room.
Yes.
What is new and exciting about the Great Room, and what kind of events do you host for those who might not know about it?
Well, one of the things I've learned is that creating an event space and marketing that is very different than doing a restaurant. I mean, at some level, you need to eat every day, and a restaurant is something you think about on a daily basis. But an event space, on the other hand, you know, you might have two, three, four events in your entire life that you need an event space. And so, although our event space has been around now for a while, you know, 7, 8 years, it's amazing to me how few people actually know that it's there. And so we continue to do a lot of really cool events, and we are in the process of upgrading all of our AV. But, you know, we do everything from corporate meetings to university, you know, department meetings to feeding Carolina football team all at once, and weddings and all kinds of good stuff. And so it's a neat opportunity to have a great event right on Franklin Street, right in the heart of Chapel Hill.
Now, when you think back over all the years where you've been, you know, serving people at the restaurant, the Great Room, the distillery more recently, what is your favorite thing or favorite story that demonstrates the visitor experience to Orange County?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that because there's so many. But I think that at some level, it's the cumulative stories of the number of times people have told me that they made important life decisions at Top of the Hill to, you know, whether to attend school here, take a job here, met their, you know, spouse here, got engaged here, that type of thing. So the fact that the Top of the Hill plays such a big role in people making large decisions, and I know that that's not the typical way we think of tourism, but the reality is that I think that we need to look at the idea how the university brings in people and is the reason why people come to our community. They look around to say, you know, hey, my child's thinking about going to school here, or I'm thinking about having a job. And, you know, like a bad cold, we're able to worm our way in and get into people's hearts real quick. So
I don't know about it. It's all like that. you know, a lot of people made the decision while at Top of the Hill to go out on the patio out there and celebrate Tar Heel victories.
That's it. No, that's right. You know,
it's a great view.
You know, it's funny. I was doing some lobbying in D.C. a couple of years ago, and after the first two visits to the elected officials, the professional lobbyist who I'd never met before pulls me aside and says, I'm sorry, exactly who are you? And it made me laugh, because what had happened is that in both offices there were framed menus from Top of the Hill showing the championship celebration in front of Top of the Hill.
Cool.
And when I walked in and they found out who I was, they took it off the wall and they had me autograph it. And the lobbyist guy is like, I've never seen somebody walk in and have such a impression on staff and elected officials. And I said, well, you know, if you've been in business for 20 years in Chapel Hill, you pretty much have touched almost everybody in North Carolina.
Well, certainly you're very involved with tourism, folks coming here from near and far.
Absolutely.
How do you and your staff members experience economic activity through tourism, both to downtown and to Orange County? And give us some numbers, if you would.
Yeah, well, I think there's so many different ways that tourism plays itself out. I mean, like, for example, a real big event we have in the fall is Terra Vita, and at the distillery and at the Great Room, we've done a lot of events for that. So we're bringing in people from as far away as California, New York, and London for events like that. Another unspoken or kind of unrecognized aspect is the amount of tourists we get in conjunction with athletic events. And I don't mean UNC events. I mean your high school athletic championships and all of that. So oftentimes this is the first time that families and have come to Chapel Hill. It's in conjunction with some kind of a sporting event at the high school level or a camp or something like that. And so especially now in the summertime, when you take a look at the fiscal impact of people coming in from New York or New Jersey to go to a lacrosse camp or a field hockey camp or a soccer camp, and the parents stay, the kids are doing the camp, the parents stay, it's the first time they've been at Chapel Hill, it's a significant, I would say 15 to 20% amount of our sales.
That's amazing.
Right. So it's really, Lori and the team at the Orange County Visitors Bureau do a great job of enhancing all of that. And I'm also very excited. I feel like we have built some real infrastructure now with the addition of the AC Hotel and of course, we got the Franklin and the Carolina Inn. But one of the ways to capture that tourism dollar is to make sure that there are places to stay and eat and drink and enjoy in downtown. And I think that over the last 5 to 7 years, we've done a good job of infilling infrastructure we need to really capture that economic dollar.
This is such a great community for entrepreneurship, and you're one of the great entrepreneurs in our town.
And I wouldn't say that.
you teach it. I mean, come on. But one of the things that I can't let you get out of here without talking about Tabo Distillery.
Yeah.
Because I'm seeing more and more and hearing more and more about you every day on social media, on Instagram, Facebook, whatever, and people are talking about Tabo Distillery. What is the very latest? But what's going on there?
Well, we in the last 4 months or so came out with our straight wheat whiskey reserve, which is fantastic, and so that's available at North Carolina ABC stores. We also came out with our spiced rum. We were the official rum of the Carolina Hurricanes, so that was kind of fun to be involved with that. We've got a new whiskey barrel-aged rum that will be coming out probably at the end of the year. But the big news from the distillery perspective, frankly, is, not to sound like Dave Hasselhoff, but we're getting pretty big in Japan. And
really?
So, yeah. And so our big value proposition, which frankly nobody has really understood, especially the North Carolina ABC system, hasn't understood the value of organic. And so liquor is the only category of food and beverage that's not been revolutionized by organic. And I really can't get anyone in the United States, because I think of structural issues, to embrace the organic aspect of liquor. But the Japanese have, and so the second largest liquor company in Japan is bringing in Tabo because they are creating an organic category, and they believe that organic spirits is the next big trend. And so this is very exciting. Domo arigato to all of my Japanese partners over there. And we're in the final stages of some test marketing, and hopefully we'll be rolling that out soon.
There you go, folks. Not only does he have a huge impact in our community, but all over the world. Hey, if somebody wants to find out more about Top of the Hill in general or Tabo Distillery or whatever, how do they do that?
Sure. So you can obviously go to our website, and it's thetopofthehill.com. So you have to put the in front of Top of the Hill, so thetopofthehill.com or tapodistillery.com. And those two websites are interrelated. You can bounce between the two. We've got all kinds of events happening at Top of the Hill all the time. We had trivia last night. So every Wednesday night we've got trivia. We've got science cafes that happen. We have all kinds of things. And I'm excited, by the way. tomorrow night, Friday night, we're going to be doing our first partnership with the Akron Art Museum. And
cool.
So we're going to be providing some beer in conjunction with the art walk that's going to happen on the second Fridays. And that's going to be something that we're going to be doing.
I heard all about that. Thank you so much for coming in, man. It's always a pleasure.
Hey, it's so great, Ron, and it's always a pleasure waking up with you.
I'm not sure what to say about that. Thanks for joining us on This is Tourism, my conversation with Scott Maitland from Top of the Hill. You can find our conversation and photos on demand on chappaquaboy.com. Join me next week right here on the Hill Thursday for another interview with another special guest who shapes the experiences of visitors to our beautiful Orange County, North Carolina.